Here we go.
You want to be like? Sensitivity equals fucking poverty.
Insensitive culture, the podcast. Check it out, homie.
Everyone, welcome to episode 206 of Insensitive Culture. As always, you know me.
So what?
You know my guy on the other end.
And that fool Blazer, Ramon.
You know who we missed, though? But we will forever be...
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Make sure you check it out, homie.
Hey, make sure you check it out.
Make sure you check it out. And if you're listening to us right now, that means you are currently checking it out. We appreciate you.
Word.
Appreciate you. Johnny, if you're listening, we appreciate you too, bro. Hope everything falls in line, and we'll get you back on the show soon. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right.
Good?
I've been
good?
Gucci? I've been consumed this past week or so with some ancestry finding, some family tree building,
nice.
That sort of thing. I know you know, we talked about your DNA test results.
Sure have, yeah.
You know, I know when you did that part, did you do any of like the family tree to like try and build out your lineage at all?
I've
or was it
tried,
just the DNA?
I've tried, but I didn't pay for Ancestry.
Yeah.
And like they'll give you hints and shit like that if you
pay for it. Yeah.
So I haven't gone far. I've like found immediate family who have like my aunts started doing that shit. And they've linked a few people, but I couldn't quite figure out to link myself. Like I would name them, but then I wouldn't be on the tree. Like I couldn't figure that part out, and it wasn't enough. Like, and that's just on my mom's side. My dad's side, I couldn't find a damn thing.
Damn,
couldn't find shit.
That's definitely tough to find. But like, it's almost like once you get started, like if you can get like at least your grandparents, at least Ancestry, because like when I signed up for the deal there, it was like obviously the DNA was part of it, but there was like a trial for their actual like their hints, like the subscription, the shit that they do to help you build that tree. And it was like $1 for 3 months. So I'm going to rock it for the 3 months while I'm doing it and then obviously cancel it after that. But like it's been... like you put in someone's name and then like those hints are usually pretty on point. Like they'll point you in the right direction. I was able to go back on both sides to about the mid 1400s.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude. Like great times 10, like all kinds of.
How do you know that that's accurate?
It's so it's like you have to build on it. Right. So like I found my grandparents. So then you use their hints and they'll pull, you know, census data that'll have the date. It'll have, you know, the parents' names, any kids. So like, and then marriage licenses, birth certificates, war draft cards, all kinds of different shit that, I mean, you have to verify. You can't just start clicking and be like, all right, well, this is my tree. But like, they make it really easy and you just kind of got to do a little sorting, but it's fairly accurate and fairly easy and just super, super addicting. But I haven't got my DNA shit back yet. Like I just did the spit thing and that's going to be probably like at least a month or so.
You're going to find out you're like 2% Italian.
Oh no. Based on this tree, bro. Like that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid that like my whole life I've been told I was Italian and I would be like, I don't want to say another race just because that'd be disparaging
sure.
But like it's definitely a lot of Italian, but I didn't realize that there was a side of my dad's side that goes back to like England and some and like Newfoundland, Canada. They like traveled over from England to Canada for a while and emigrated. So I'm curious to see what that test says.
I saw this one woman on TikTok who did the same thing. She did some ancestry stuff or whatever. It might have been 23andMe, whatever.
Yeah, one of them.
And found out that she lived her whole life as just like a white woman and whatnot. Found out that she was pretty much Puerto Rican. Like she was half Puerto Rican. And it like came out that her mom had an affair with the Puerto Rican neighbor when she was with, when she was with her dad and shit like that. So her dad wasn't actually her dad. Her dad was actually the Puerto Rican dude next door, you know, where she was growing up. And then, like, now she's, like, embracing her Puerto Rican heritage, and she's, like, learning. Her whole TikTok is about her learning the you know, that side of her heritage because she didn't know anything else than just being, you know, a regular suburban white woman, you know. So, and, like, that's really everything. She's learning Spanish, teaching her kids Spanish, and, like, learning how to cook all the dishes, you know, and stuff like that. And it was pretty interesting to see how someone could find that and then embrace, try to embrace it as much as possible.
I feel like I would do that though. Like, even if it came back with something crazy, like, I don't know that I would go to that extent, but I would do my best to try and embrace it and definitely want to learn more about it. Cause it's all just super intriguing. So I don't know. Here's hoping for some Puerto Rican. Let's see what the
well, that's the thing, man. Are. Like with like my results, they change too because I think they keep like doing different things.
New samples come in the mix and whatnot, and I'm sure that helps them.
Yeah. Be more so accurate. Like when I first got it, I was my top two percentages were Spanish and Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was like 11% indigenous Puerto Rico or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it has since changed. So now I'm 23% Spain, 21% indigenous Puerto Rico, 19% Portugal, and then like 10% Cameroon, Congo, and West Bantu people.
Damn.
And then I have like a bunch of 4% that are like African countries, a bunch of 2% that are also African countries like Ghana, Nigeria, 2% Jewish.
Hey, L'chaim.
Yeah, L'chaim. 1% like Irish and shit like that. So like Puerto Ricans are just a mixture of a lot of different things. And if you look on, like, if you were to look at all of it, it pretty much says like the commute under communities, it says like your mixture is pretty much you know, it's
standard for
people from Puerto Rico, you know, central and eastern Puerto Rico, northern Puerto Rico, like that's the general mixture in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. But I always thought, like, at first I was I was like, damn, like, I always thought, like, for sure, that we were native. There was a higher percent of the native, you know, Puerto Rican, natives, because my grandmother looks very, very native. She looks very like Native American. She has that look to her, and then as that number started to climb and shit, I was like, okay, now it's starting to make a little bit more sense. Yeah.
Word. That shit is wild.
Yeah, it's very, very wild. Very wild. My family all looks different. Like light skin, dark skin. I've met all kind of Puerto Ricans, like black Puerto Ricans, Asian Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge variance.
Word. Yeah. So it's not even, if it says indigenous Puerto Rico anywhere in there, I'd be surprised for you, bro.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not expecting that.
No.
If Cameroon, I mean, and Congo,
if it has 1% native, or indigenous Puerto Rico on there, son, I'm teaching you Spanish.
Oh shit.
I'm teaching you Spanish, bro. We're going to make you drink some maltas until you love it. We're going to have you.
There we go.
Eating all the food. You better stop.
I feel like
eating.
Just from hanging out with y'all, I'm already more than 1% Puerto Rican.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You're Puerto Rican by injection, baby.
Let's add to that.
Right.
I'll let y'all know. When the results come back, I'll let you know what's up.
Oh, man. You ain't even catch that. Like, yeah, you Puerto Rican by injection. You're good.
Hey, no, trust me. I felt it.
Oh, man. All right. You want to get into some questions?
Let's do it. Question. All right. Let's start off with a real easy one. Would you rather Would you rather constantly be sticky or constantly be itchy?
That's tough.
I know.
That's a tough one.
I don't know. I guess it wasn't as easy as I thought, but hey.
How itchy?
Annoyingly
itchy, or just like raw, scratching yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say it's a constant itch, but it's not like you got to keep digging till it's red and bleeding and your skin's coming off or anything wild that. Yeah. It's annoyingly itchy, but you know you're not in intolerable pain or anything like that.
Sure. I'd probably go with itchy.
Itchy, just because the sticky is just too much.
I am, you probably don't know this about me, but I rarely like to eat with my hands. And if I do, it's just like these two fingers, mainly because I don't like having any like dirty hands. I don't like that sticky feeling of like just eating with your hands and that, like that kind of stickiness.
Yeah.
Like anything that's on my hands and like it, that stickiness just makes me feel dirty as hell.
Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling anywhere on me. So like,
just thinking about it.
To be sticky and you can't wash it off and it's just, no.
So like when you're eating wings,
mm-hmm.
How you be eating a flat, son? If you're just, you just use the two pinchers,
one hand
getting in there, one hand. And then you, what do you mean? Can you show us?
One, I don't rip it apart. I'm not a, like,
You're not a ripper.
No, I pretty much just one hand, two fingers, put it in on one side, eat the meat, rip it off, flip it over.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Flipper, a sucker, a ripper and a flipper.
Yep.
A ripper and a flipper.
Yep. Ripper and a flipper.
A ripper and a flipper. Goddamn.
That's me, bro.
Hey, by all means.
It works.
When you were
a kid,
is that how you ate wings when you were a kid?
Yeah,
Or is that a technique you developed as a skeevy adult who doesn't like sticky fingers?
I want to say I've always been like that. Yeah. I've always been like that. I don't know. There's like, I have a level of OCD, like a small level of OCD when it comes to shit like that. It drives me insane because my daughter is like her mom.
Yeah.
And it drives me absolutely nuts. And the thing that I couldn't stand about her mom when we were together is that she would eat very specific ways and it would drive me absolutely insane. And my daughter has picked up some of those habits and I'm constantly like not yelling at her, but telling her like, yo, stop. Like,
what is she doing? What does she do that you don't like that you say stop?
So like something,
an example.
Yeah. So like one of the things her mom used to do was like small thing. We would go to a restaurant, right? And she would get like for you know, an order of fries, she would get like 7 or 8 small cups of ketchup, right? Because she loved to drown her shit in ketchup. And then she would essentially get all of her fingers wet with ketchup. And she would use a napkin, just do like one, toss it to the side. So by the end of it, the tray is just a fucking mound of napkins, right? And it would drive me crazy because of what I just explained to you, right?
Yeah.
So my daughter eats everything, like all of her fingers. She's just using every single one for everything. And she's just like, can't eat anything without having her hands just covered in chocolate or whatever it is that she's eating.
Yeah.
And then another thing that her mom did that she does is she dissects everything. So like her mom would eat a fucking Kit Kat, right? In sections. And I'm not talking about the four sections, you know, four different Kit Kats. I'm talking
the
about
pieces off, right?
Breaking
the layers,
one.
The
yes,
horizontal.
The layers would eat the chocolate and then eat one of the wafers off, eat the next wafer, like sections.
That's infuriating, bro. Yes. I would want to punch someone in the face if they're eating
yes,
Kit Kat.
Exactly. So my daughter does that shit. She does it all the time. Like she was, I just had her, you know, she came over this weekend and she grabbed the donut off of, you know, from the donuts that we had. And she picked one with chocolate on top, and she was already just like smearing the chocolate off to eat the chocolate first. And I'm like, yo, just eat the donut. Like, okay.
Yo,
she already knows me.
I'd be cool with that. If you want to take the chocolate off your donut and eat it, that's cool. But
But it's just like it's a thing where it doesn't matter if we're at home, there's no guests, you know, like.
Do what you want to do.
Do just what you want to do.
Don't like, touch me with fine. Them gross ass hands.
No, that's fine if you want to do that. If we're at home, I may or may not correct you on, or I may be like, yo, can you just eat it for the sake of time? Like for the sake of time, can you please just eat it?
The amount of time it must take to eat a fucking normal pack of Kit Kats layer by layer like that, bro?
Yes. Yeah. So, but she does it when we're out in like public and like at that time there were guests over and stuff like that. And she's just like section by section. She probably would have taken the, you know,
the cream out of
first.
It too,
yeah. Before eating it.
Donut last.
She does shit like, you know, she takes the cheese off of the, off of pizza. Like she'll take the cheese off,
that's
save it
kid
to the side.
A lot of kids
yeah.
do that though.
Yeah. But I'm just like, those are just examples of stuff.
Yeah, try not to let it get to you, dog. Hang in there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like I'm talking shit, but yeah, those are just some of the things that me being me and not liking
the sticky,
like just me. Yeah. That's why it drives me insane. It's just like how do you do this?
Even having heard all that, I still have to pick sticky over itchy. Yeah, I can't. There's nothing worse than being itchy, even if it's just like a small itch that's just constant. Like I just, you know, it makes me fucking anxious. I feel like with the sticky, like I feel like I'd get used to it over time. I'd be sure not to like touch people. Like I wouldn't want to gross other people out with it. It'd be something that I would deal with internally, and I feel like I could just handle that more sanely than the itching would drive me fucking mad.
It would depend where you're itchy too.
I assumed it was all over, like an entire body itch, but that would be pretty intense.
I assumed it to be just like a constant itch, but it's constantly moving
in a spot.
Yeah, but like maybe if it would have been rephrased to like you know, sticky or have an itchy ass. Or you know, or a constant ball itch that doesn't go away. Like then I'm like, no, I can't. Like I wouldn't be able to. Like I'd pick sticky.
That's gonna be
a
good. That's gonna be a good. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than an itchy asshole, especially when you're out somewhere where you can't itch it.
Yeah,
at least not without being that gross dude digging in his ass in public.
Yeah, same thing with ball sack. Your ball sack is itchy, bro.
I feel like we have, I mean,
there
sometimes
are small
peel,
ways.
Sometimes a peel will scratch that itch. You do the wide step or the cowboy spur
pinch,
step,
the pinch and roll. But you But that's when you
or
when
the,
you,
the
when
press,
you have, yeah,
press the sack and then you itch it with the middle finger while it's pressed. You're like, oh shit, that's what that's called, the press and pinch. Yeah, that's what that's called, dog. Now you know.
Oh,
I'd be
man.
Pressing and pinching all the motherfucking time. I didn't know there's a name for that shit.
Yeah,
press
and
pinch.
That's the what's it called? The shit that we all go through.
Yeah,
as men.
Men.
That
that's
wide
man shit.
That
yeah.
wide stance.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, you see men doing that sometimes, and maybe you didn't know why.
Yeah,
that's why it's a ball peel.
Try to have like a weird. You're walking and you take that weird side step, like where you go in and then come out. That's just you trying to scratch just the smallest amount of scratch against your balls from your leg.
Sometimes you can go in through the pocket, give it a little,
oh yeah,
depending
yeah,
on
sure.
where it is, but
for sure. That's a tough one because
that's like, a dangerous. It looks like you're playing pocket pool at that point. It's like, dangerous. What's homie doing over here?
You look like you're playing pocket pool, and if it feels too good, you won't want to stop. You just want to, and then now you're just caught there. Like fuck.
You're in no man's land. That's what we call it. You're in no man's land. Good luck. All right.
Oh man. All right.
Second question. Last week we had a pretty good Mary Smash Kill, I think. So I tried to come up with one that I thought was maybe equally as challenging. So Mary Smash Kill, Jenna Ortega, Sydney Sweeney.
Wow.
Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know, bro. One of them got to die? That's unthinkable. But we're going to have to do it.
Wow. Yeah, one of them has to die.
One of them has to die.
Damn, there's no good answer to this.
Hey, that's why they're tough, baby. That's why they're tough. That's the name of the game. TikTok ain't going to like this.
Yeah, no. Sheesh.
You want me to go?
Yeah, please.
All right.
I think I already know who.
And
who
I say this with all due respect.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm a Mary.
Starting with Mary.
Right. Ana de Armas.
Okay.
That's my girl right there. That's wifey material.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm a smash. Sydney Sweeney. Come on, dog. Come on, dog. Yeah. And I gotta kill Jenna Ortega. Is she bad? Don't get me wrong, but that's it's the lesser of, well, the worst of three evils. So yeah, she's gotta go, son.
Yeah.
That's how it's gotta be. I'm sorry. Jenna.
I mean, yeah, Sydney Sweeney is the obvious smash.
Yeah, she might be a little bit too promiscuous to marry, son. I don't know if I trust her off filming them movies with her titties out and shit. Shit would make me nervous. But Ana de Armas be getting her titties out too, son. I'd be nervous as fuck at the crib.
Nah, so my train of thought is that Sydney Sweeney, obviously she's hot, but she's young, right? Yeah. So, like, I can't wife that.
Nah.
But she's hot enough where, you know, it, for a smash. And this is all hypothetical, okay? Because I'm a 40-year-old man, okay? For y'all out there judging and shit. This is all hypothetical. But, yeah, she's definitely the smash in this group.
Mm-hmm.
Ana de Armas is fucking beautiful. She's
A bit older. I don't know how old
she
is.
Yeah, she's older for sure. And she's just
wiser.
Yeah, she's just that package. And I'll have to say, like, just out of default, like, yeah, Jenna Ortega has to die.
Damn, we agree, son?
Yeah, we agree.
What do you think Johnny's going to say?
He would probably say something, you know, sophisticated, like, you know, Sydney Sweeney, she's overrated.
I don't think you would say that. Once you
get past those titties,
ain't a whole lot there. No, I could kind of hear that though.
Just to be the devil's advocate, he might say that. But honestly, like Jenna Ortega, she's cute, right? But that's pretty much that.
Yeah.
There's right. no, if you really want to get down to it, like she ain't really got no body like that. Like, if you, like she's just this skinny, cute girl. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Got it. But then again, if you watch the movie X, she ain't come out naked in that, but she was like in panties and shit. She's not.
She getting her cheeks clapped up by Martin Freeman in this new shit, son.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah,
I ain't seen it, but I heard it was wild.
She does have that look to her, though.
She does. Freak, I feel like she out of the three, she might be the freakiest, son.
Yeah, I don't know. Ana de Armas has the all I see, and that's another reason why you can't let that go, right? Because all I think about is that movie that she had with Ben Affleck, and that what's a meme now where she like licks her hand.
Yeah,
like,
dog. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Son, that's why when it's immediate. Yeah, yeah, I was like, yo, that's my shit, son. That's
She's
so game. She's game over.
She's next level.
That fucking gift, bro. Shit. All right. Hey. Ooh, I need to compose myself or else I'm flustered over here from that gift, dog. You got me fucked up.
Oh, man.
All right. Last question. Mm-hmm. Which fictional character are you 100% sure would have stormed the Capitol on January 6th?
Carlton Banks.
Carlton Banks. I like it.
Carlton fucking Banks would have 1,000% been in that motherfucker.
All the way from Bel Air.
All the way from Bel Air. He would have been storming the Capitol, dancing in, on top of one of the desks.
Doing his Carlton dance?
Doing his Carlton dance.
Yep. God damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves him some America and some Reagan.
Yeah. Trump even came out on the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He probably forced himself on there too.
Probably.
Fuck, bro.
Probably.
That's a good one. Carlton Banks.
You didn't think of that one.
I'm glad. You obviously did think about it. Oh, I'm glad you gave it some real thought. I appreciate that. That was deep.
If it's not cut. Carlton Banks, it's Jackson Hartnebrig.
Word.
All right, go ahead.
I think Homelander.
I thought the same thing, and I figured that was gonna be the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I think he would show up as like a peacekeeper, but shit would pop off, and someone's getting fucking lasered. You know, once they started running in and shit, I think he's in that bitch, son, for Vought.
You see, I think the opposite. I think that Homelander would, even though it 1,000% would represent who Homelander truly is, at the end of the day, he is a slave to the government, right? Now we're starting to see him starting to deviate and realize that he has the true power. Mm-hmm. But in reality, him trying to win over everyone and like all the stuff, that would have been taken as a threat. Same way, you know, it would have been taken as a threat, and he would have been sent there by Vought to stop the whole shit. He probably would have killed some motherfuckers.
Maybe they're gonna delve into that in the next season.
He would have been there, but not on
Vought's behalf.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have been there to fuck shit up. He would have been there to fuck these people up. In my opinion, I hope they do that.
I hope they do something like that. Honorable mention for Kevin Bacon's character in Leave the World Behind.
Oh yeah, he would be there. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
He's storming that bitch without a doubt.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I agree.
Yeah, that's it for questions this week, sir.
All right, cool. Let's get right into let's mix some stuff up. What do we have to talk about? So Johnny actually sent us a text message or a link showing the subway riders that were going through that trauma. Did you have a chance to watch the video?
I did watch that.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, there was a scuffle that happened in Brooklyn, in the Brooklyn subway. Mm-hmm. And it was two gentlemen that were arguing and shit. And one of them pulled the knife. There's video footage of this specifically, right? One pulled the knife. They start to fight. I don't know if he pulled the knife initially or at some point. So, you know, the smaller guy stabs the big dude. And he's leaking. He was getting his ass beat. The big dude started leaking, said, yo, he stabbed me, blah, blah, blah. This is all from footage from a third party camera.
Shaky as fuck.
shaky as hell. Apparently what happened next was the bigger guy reached into his bag, pulled out a gun. So the smaller dude started fighting him immediately, and tried to disarm him, actually did disarm him, and then shot him in the head with his own gun.
Oh,
So yeah, that was rough. We saw the video and we saw the scuffle and everything, but by that point, by the time any shots were fired, everyone was just like, they had gotten to the stop and everyone was just trying to get the fuck off of that.
Yeah.
Because same. This is happening while the subway train was moving.
Right.
So no one could go anywhere while this is going down. So then they let the shots off, and the person who was holding the camera was obviously trying to, you know, flee for their life. So,
bam. Yeah.
So all of this happened, and it turned out that that the DA is not prosecuting the rider who disarmed and shot the man because it was in self-defense.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I thought it might be a little bit tougher. I was going to ask you what you thought, but obviously we know the answer now. Yeah. And I mean, obviously a pistol is different than a knife, but I mean, my guy pulled the knife out first, started it with the stabbing. Like, I don't know who started the scuffle. Did you say, was it the big dude popping shit? Like, did the big dude pull the blade out?
Was, at least from what we saw in the video, the big dude was popping shit. I don't know what started the fight. But the big dude was definitely an aggressor, right? The other guy was trying to talking shit back to him, but he was trying to like back up. He wanted to like de-escalate the shit.
Yeah,
the big dude just kept coming at him and like, you know, pretty much telling him like, if you want to fight, blah blah blah. And then that's what started the scuffle. It was a long argument, but he ended up losing his life. And little sure dude did. He ain't seeing no time for that either.
All right, I'm not even mad at it. You know that?
Yeah.
That fucked around, found out.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that that he was able to overpower him. And
I mean, when you panic like that, you go into panic mode, fucking life or death, son. You'd be surprised what.
Yeah, I mean,
what you could do when you see a pistol and you know that unless you stop it, you're probably gonna get shot.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, because there are situations where people find out that they are not like their instinct is not to fight and, you know, and survive. Their instinct is to freeze. So
yeah, no,
I wonder that shit all the time.
A fight response, son.
I wonder that all the time. Like, what would my response be in that type of situation, right?
I'd put money on fight. Probably. Especially if your kids were there.
Oh, my kids are there for sure. Yeah, I'd be struggling with the thought of, should I start this right now? But if it's for sure like a threat to their lives, I'm trying to knock him out with everything I got.
Word. You probably would.
Probably.
Bop.
All
right, Subway beef. What else we got?
Have you ever done anything in a movie theater? Like
sexually?
Have you ever had sex in the theater?
I have not, no. I've never
really
had theater. So yeah, no. I'm not a big theater guy. You know this. I don't know why that's so surprising to you.
I mean,
no, I know. Just, you know, being a young kid, just going to a place where you had a little privacy. But I mean, just, you know, making out, maybe a little into the pants type stuff. But nothing too crazy. Never, my dick never came out in a theater. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, I've gotten head in a theater. I've even had sex in a theater.
Is that when you went to see The Birdcage? I don't think anyone's going to get that reference unless they've been listening for a minute.
Everybody was having sex in that theater for some reason. It was strange.
It was like a YMCA reason. In that bitch. They were just going to town, bro. It was wild.
Yep. It's like an all-male Glengarry Glen Ross. Oh man. Anyway.
Is that Brandon St. Randy?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's more like
don't even do it. Don't even do it. Just don't.
I know. No, so a man in Detroit was arrested after he fell asleep while cranking one out.
I did see that picture of the dude passed out with the tissues. Did he have tissues and shit around him?
Like yeah, bro. He had more than that. He was watching Love Lies Bleeding, the new Kristen Stewart movie.
She's like a lesbian gym coach or something like that? Like a trainer?
Pretty much. Bro, next to him, he had bottles of liquor. He had Marlboros, a lotto ticket, a vape. He had a shit ton of stuff, and then just with his dick out in his hand, asleep in the theater.
You know, God forbid a guy has a hobby.
This is what you consider a hobby?
Jesus Christ, leave the man alone. Was he hurting anybody? Did anybody get injured? Was anybody shot? Was a knife pulled out? No. Let my man be. Just let him be.
That's what
and we need to get that movie on the Plex, son. We need to talk to whoever's running that Plex and see if we can get that shit up on there. I need to check it out for myself alone.
That's what Shane Gillis wrote in response to this picture. He said, guys aren't even allowed to have fun anymore.
That's fact. See? Shane fucking Gillis, bro. My man knows what the fuck is up. God, I love that fucking dude. He's really come into his own lately, son. I don't know where that dude came from, but he came on fast.
Yeah.
Fuck with him. That's right. Well,
so did this guy sleeping in the theater because it put him right the fuck out.
Bro, I mean, that's got to be at least 80% audience Rotten Tomatoes, I would think.
Bro, but come on, man. Like, how are you going to fall asleep doing this?
Yeah, you gotta clean your shit up and bounce after that. Like, have a good time, but also be respectful. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do both.
Pee Wee Herman got arrested so that we didn't have to.
Right. You know? And they caught this man, son? Mm-mm.
Yeah, this man was caught not mid-movie. This man was caught because the lights came on and he was still asleep.
Right. If he had his shit together, he could have dipped and even left the tissues and shit. Like, fuck him.
Yeah.
Right? But nah.
Ugh. So this makes me look forward to that Apple Theater that's going to be serving drinks and food and shit, right? This is what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Like, pretty much all the theaters out here, at least in the Bay Area, all have like a booze service where you can order from the app on your phone and just have it brought out to your chair, son. So you'll get liquored up real quick.
See, that's the funny shit too. Is this motherfucker? I think the thing next to him swivels. Here, I'll show you. Matter of fact.
So yeah, pull that up for everyone. Take a look. See at
The little wooden thing swivels so that it moves in front of him. And here we go. Oh, now the picture's not loading. What the fuck? Of course it's not loading now that I bring it up.
Nah.
Yeah. See, like right here, supposedly. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
So like this part right here is... looks like it swivels. So all he really had to do was cover himself with that.
That's it. That's all he had to do.
That's literally it. And how dead is this movie theater that he had the patience and time to do this?
And he was smoking. You said there was a pack of cigarettes there. No one told on him for smoking in the theater?
Someone zoomed in and he had a vape. He had some Marlboros.
Yeah, vape and some Marbs. Pick one, bro.
Yeah, there's two vapes because there's another one right here.
Hopefully it one's weed at least.
Yeah. A lotto ticket? Is that? Oh, no, that's a movie ticket.
I was going to say, I thought that was a fucking alcohol. Lotto ticket too.
But the alcohol looks like it's not even touched.
I mean, he was too busy whacking it, wore himself out. Or that could have been the seventh drink. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. What does that look like? Some Southern Comfort? Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hate SoCo.
What was the name of that movie again?
It's called Love Lies Bleeding.
Love Lies Bleeding, yeah, folks.
Kristen Stewart. I'm not into Kristen Stewart.
No, I'm not into Kristen Stewart either. Yeah. But I might check her out after this. Crazy.
She should have been on that Mary Smash Kill.
Nah, that would have been the obvious. Bro. That's an easy kill, bro.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega at least made it interesting.
No, I know. I'm just fucking around. Because I knew she would be the first death. Crit. Yep. Death. Kill her. I don't care who the next two are.
Right.
Mary Kristen Fug, Krill. Dead. Kristen Stewart. Chris Farley. Adam Sandler. Kill Kristen Stewart.
Krill Kristen Stewart. Mary Adam Sandler. Fuck Farley.
Bam. Look at that.
Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same. Oh man, you're fucking crazy. Yo, did you that show came out on Hulu this I think within the last couple of days. We were talking about it before, Sunday or Monday,
the 17th, 18th, something like that.
Yeah, have you had a chance to take a look at that?
I've been reading about it. I have not actually got a chance to watch it. I've still been housing The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. But I did read about some interviews with Drake Bell. I guess mm-hmm. he was featured in the third episode in that series. And then Dan Schneider, the foot guy from fucking Nickelodeon, also did a couple different interviews that I was reading through, where obviously he was denying everything. And pretty much his argument was like, hey, if this were bad, why would they still be airing these reruns all over the world and people love them?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you know what the fuck you did, bro. What's up?
Because I haven't gotten to that. I've only seen one and a half episodes.
Schneider didn't do any time. The dude that was fucking with Drake Bell did some time at one point, I think.
Brian, that was Brian Peck. Bell or some shit like that. Oh, Brian Peck. Yeah. And there was another dude, because I was watching the show. There was two convicted pedophiles. And then Dan Schneider was just, that's what I was getting from that.
Yeah.
That everybody was just pretty much laying out that how much of an asshole he was, how much of a misogynist he was, minorities felt like he was being extremely biased,
mm-hmm.
And like all the sexual innuendos that were made, because they weren't directly,
right. They were veiled enough that
He knew what he was doing, because the writers were coming out and saying like he would even like they would try to challenge him on it, and he would say, but what do you mean? Like that has nothing to do with that. And like he would even tell them like, I'm going to get this to roll. I'm going to get this to get, you know,
yeah. But it was obviously like, I'll get this. How many did you watch all the episodes? Or have you like,
no, I only saw the available to me was only two episodes.
Okay.
So I only saw one and a half. I haven't gone through it. And then
two more aired last night, I believe.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah. So then this was it yesterday? It was either I think it was the day before yesterday. I was kind of watching this. So, I made it one and a half episodes. And so far it seemed like, yes, there was a lot of the innuendos. Yeah. The misogyny thing was pretty bad. There were some allegations that he was like he would pick favorites with the kids, but they hadn't quite gotten into any kind of like predator stuff, other than he would spend lots of time with like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
And you know, like there were certain scenes and stuff, like how she would be like hugging up on him randomly, like, you know, like those kind of things. But I figured more is going to be released.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But so far, yeah, there were two guys. One of them, I don't think it was Brian Peck, but one of them definitely was like messaging little girls. There would be someone who was like a guest on a show,
mm-hmm.
and he exchanged numbers with her, and they would be like super happy because they knew someone in the industry, and he would. Mm. Promised them like, oh, I'm going to get you, you know, so I can get you some new shows, and like the conversations will start nice and just like regular shit. And then one day he just sends her a picture of himself fucking naked on a bed saying, I'm thinking of you, you know? And yeah, like fucking gross. And then, yeah, so that, you know, that got him caught. Because he would do that. He did that to multiple girls. And, yeah. So, yeah, I want to see the Drake Bell thing. Drake Bell came out, too, and called out. This is another thing that just came out. He came out and he called out Will Friedle and Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World. He called them out.
That's what I read that. They wrote a letter of support, right, for Peck.
Yep. And he said many people turned away and said no, but they ended up writing a letter. They have since come back and said, like, on their podcast, because they have a podcast. Like
with the Boy Meets World people.
Yeah, they came out and said that they just thought, like, you know, no way that he could have done this. And
yeah,
he called bullshit.
They thought he was duped and shit. Like, he kind of fucking led them along and fed them some bullshit. Like, I don't think they when they wrote those, they didn't realize the extent of, I think, what was happening. Not to, you know, that it's okay that they, but, you know, they definitely made it clear that they were like, yeah, he, you know, he said he was, someone lied about their age, and, you know, they made it sound like this sort of innocent oops that happened.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not what it was at all.
Yeah. And that's pretty much Drake Bell's whole thing.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, they knew what, he even told them what he did, and, you know, they still wrote that letter and whatnot. But, what's going on with that dude, though? What's going on with Drake Bell? Is he still being prosecuted for the shit he was?
He was into, like, some minor shit too, right? Like, wasn't that he was, like, grooming somebody or something? Like, what was that? I remember we talked about that, like, I don't know, a year ago.
Yeah, with attempted endangering children.
Yeah,
he pled not guilty. I don't know if anything ever came from that.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking something similar. I was like, I know he was a victim, and, you know, that doesn't discount what happened to him by any means. In fact, it might explain more along the, you know, why he was the way he was. But I thought the same thing. I was like, wasn't he in some shit? Like, you know, what's the deal with that?
In 2021, he pled guilty to a felony charge of attempted child endangerment and a misdemeanor charge of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, whatever that means.
He was sending out porn or sharing something that he shouldn't have been. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah. Related to inappropriate text messages he sent to a teenage girl in 2017.
Okay.
Yep. So
pled guilty. Did he do community service, or, like, did it say what?
Yeah, he said he was, it just said two years of probation and 200 hours of community service.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's all fucked, man. That makes sense now. Now knowing what, like, all of this shit.
What he grew up in. And
yeah, it doesn't make it okay.
No, it doesn't make it okay, but it definitely helps explain.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Mindset, his, you know, he's fucked. We all seen how Amanda Bynes is now.
Poor girl.
Right. So, this is all crazy. What I do think is wild is he was a victim, right? And he's obviously telling his truth right now, but also no one's really bringing up the fact that he had these charges 2 years ago. Or three years ago.
I've had, if you go in the comments on Instagram and X and everywhere, I'll bet those people didn't forget.
Oh, no. Those people will never forget. But, you know, you're seeing, like, I just looked this up and I'm seeing Drake Bell, and it's all, you know, the charges brought up against Brian Peck.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's just what's hot right now.
Yeah.
But it'll come in waves.
Anyway, I thought it was a very interesting documentary. It was pretty good so far.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Some of them, honestly, like, I was watching it and I was thinking, like, really, bro? Like, some people were just, like, complaining about, like, certain shit that they went through, and it had not, like, it had to do with like, I thought the whole thing had to do with like sexual abuse and all that stuff, but some of the kids were just complaining that this one guy, he was put through like Fear Factor. He signed up for a show that was like a Fear Factor for kids, and they had to put bugs all over him and shit like that. And he was just like, yeah, you know, that's really traumatizing for, I'm just like, man, get the fuck
bro,
out
of here. Yeah.
That
what the shit. Fuck did you do it for? You yeah. don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
You just sign, bro.
Well, back then they were, that's what they're leaning on. Right. And you know,
like they were bullied into it basically. Is
they
that
were, yeah. They were? That like, they felt that like Dan Schneider, they didn't want to let him down. You know, the female okay. writers that, and he, yeah, he was fucked like to them.
Yeah. And he had to, they were splitting a salary or something. Yeah, like they had to share. I remember reading that about Dan Schneider. So it wasn't even just like the pervy foot shit. Like he was an all around asshole from what yep. it sounds like. Right.
Yep. Yep. Pretty much, because he was on a different show. I forgot what it was called, but he was on a popular show and he got some notoriety from that. And he kind of helped write some of that show as yeah. well. So then he got his break on Nickelodeon. They gave him his break, and he created All That.
Yeah.
And then because he started with All That, then he got the Amanda Show and all that shit. And he was just
he was the manager in Good Burger.
Yep, yep. He was doing all of that shit. And then they were showing how just his ego kept growing and growing and growing after that. And at first that he was real fun, and the environment was fun, lighthearted, blah blah blah, then he soon became like someone who, like, when he was in the room, he would just bring everything down and just like made everything darker, and like, we don't know, no one would complain because then they'd get fired
off the show, you lose your money, you're done. No, I get it. I gotta check that out, bro. That looks
yeah,
that's fire. Especially because we fucked. Grew up watching that shit that, you know, was happy and innocent and fun, and it wasn't all laughs, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of playing the victim, fucking Gina Carano came out and she came out and started speaking out on Disney firing her and the lawsuit that she's trying to. She's trying to impose on Disney.
On Disney.
I mean, she has Elon Musk funding this shit. So
that's I'm still not worried about it. She doesn't have a fucking prayer in hell.
She doesn't.
No.
But she's like damn near crying about and this is a quote from her. It says, "It's not that I didn't think something like that could happen. It was that I couldn't imagine they would put me out." Put out this horrendous statement about me after working with me. The most powerful entertainment company in the world is saying that stuff about me, like pretty much down talking her name and shit. And it's like,
yeah,
yo, they warned you multiple times. She also came out and said that Pedro Pascal was a friend to her. Like he was always kind to her, and they didn't have any kind of beef.
Yeah.
That he even came out and he told her like, yo, he told her just put, you know, trans rights, hashtag yeah. trans rights in one of your posts.
I sent that to the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he pretty much just telling her like, yo, like.
She was like, nah, that's not my fucking, style.
Yeah.
That's not my style.
Like, yo, just fuck get off. Into their good graces. You have a good thing going. Like, I don't want to see.
Shut the fuck up. Do your fucking job. Don't fuck this up.
Yep.
Like, and just she being just a homie.
She had to do her, they were just jokes and blah, blah, blah. And that's another thing. Like these people come out and like, you know what? It's fine for her. It's fine. If she stood her ground, good for her that she stood her ground. Right. And she did something that she believed in, but stop fucking crying at the fucking consequences to you standing your ground.
This just looks sad now. Now that she's like, now she's not walking it back, but she's bitching about it. She's crying about it, like you said.
Because her career is fucking over. The only thing that she has is like pro alt-right fucking movies and, you know,
do you remember
movies about Hunter Biden.
The Eric Andre meme of him shooting fucking Hannibal Buress on the fucking chair. Why would Gina Carano do this to me? And it's like, what the fuck, bitch? What do you think happened here? Like, are you delusional?
Mm-hmm.
how could this happen to me? I can't believe they would do this to me.
Yep.
After I compared them to fucking fascist assholes from World War II. Oh. Yeah.
Terrible.
So sad. Hate to see it.
Hate to see it. Hate Love to see it. It, actually.
Oh,
Love
yeah, no, 100%.
It. Yeah, she can go fuck herself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd actually watch.
Oh, yeah, no, I would still watch that.
Yeah, I would still watch it. I For sure. Care. I don't care that I don't agree with her politically.
Mm-mm.
I don't care that she got fired.
Mm-mm.
I watch her diddle herself.
100%. Not even a question.
Not even a question, right?
No, that's not. Yeah. I mean, these listeners know what kind of pod they're listening to.
Yeah, facts. You're right. You're right. There should be any minute now, though. Her career is done. So pretty yeah. soon we're going to get that OF link, and I'll be sharing some leaked footages in the group chats.
Oh, hell yeah. No, I ain't subscribing to that just on principle.
No. I'm not getting her. I'm not paying her anything.
Hell nah.
Nah. Somebody else will pay her, snapshot those photos, and then make it available to the world.
I feel a B movie with Jim Caviezel in her near future.
Yeah. Yep. About actual Biden, not Hunter Biden. Right. Yeah. It's going to be about Biden.
And I would still pirate that shit.
I won't even bother watching it. I'm not watching that. I'm not watching The Sound of Freedom.
Oh, The Sound of Freedom.
I'm not watching any of that fucking garbage.
Nah.
So many people are trying
Wait, maybe we do that on Twitch. Maybe we watch it on Twitch. Maybe that's one of those is our first. What? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather watch fucking the worst Steven Seagal movie, and they're all fucking trash, but like the worst.
Nah, he had some bangers in the 80s, early 90s.
I'm not talking about the 80s. I'm talking about
you're talking about that new Seagal?
That new shit, yeah.
Nah,
with all
the
cutting edge 1999 graphics in 2024.
It's gotta be skinny head Seagal. If he's got a big fat fucking old man head in it, it ain't fucking.
Nah, that's the one I want to watch.
Nah.
That's Twitch worthy.
Nah.
Yeah, that shit is gonna be hilarious. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Speaking of amazing action movie stars. So we've been talking for a while now. They've been trying to determine who's going to be the new James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to People, Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond.
Yeah, I feel like after I saw Bullet Train, we had a Bond conversation, and I thought very highly of Aaron Taylor Johnson taking over that role. If it wasn't going to be Idris Elba, I feel like Aaron Taylor Johnson was like right there for me. So if that's legit, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
No.
I believe I've said it before. He's grown into to become a pretty dope actor. Yeah, Bullet Train. I mean, we're not even going to discuss Kraven the Hunter because I'm not even going to watch that bullshit. So we won't hold that one against
him. I feel
like
I want to peep that. I kind of want to peep Kraven.
See,
as much shit as I talk about Sony, I feel like just because of him, he makes me want to watch that.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy. I might be talking out my ass right now. But something about him in that movie, I don't know. I kind of want to just see what's up. I'm crazy.
The next movie he has coming out is with, it's a David Lynch. It's not David Lynch.
I was going to say, David Lynch, got a name?
It was similar, David Leitch or some shit like that. It's with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt?
The Fall Guy. That looks pretty fucking good. But he's had a hell of a career. So I'm not mad at it. I forgot he was in Tenet.
Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Yeah.
What did he do in Tenet? I don't remember
he played,
in Tenet.
He played Ives.
Damn. I don't even think I knew that. I need to go rewatch Tenet.
Yeah, for sure. I do too.
I'm due for a Tenet watch.
No, he's done very well since the fucking kick-ass movies and shit.
Yeah.
Here, that's X-Men. That's possibly getting another one.
He was Pietro, right?
He was Pietro, yeah.
Pietro.
Maximoff.
Pietro Maximoff. Yeah. He was the one that got murked, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What was his superhero name? Silver.
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah.
There we go.
I fuck with
glad
him.
Glad you said
I think,
Silver. Yeah, no, I fuck with him,
I think he'd be a dope Bond.
Especially, like, cleaned up. You know they're going to make him look fresh as a motherfucker and shit. Like, yeah. We picture him with, like, the goatee and the long, scraggly hair and shit, but he's going to be clean as a motherfucker if he's Bond, son.
Yeah. I like it.
He's going to be tight.
Speaking on more rumors, it's come out that, let me see. I guess he's a big source who's leaked out some good sources in the past. His name is Daniel RPK. He came out familiar. And what's up?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's been a source for like Marvel movies and shit like that, like you know, Hollywood source for a while, and he's given some good information in the past I've seen. Apparently Kang the Conqueror is still going to be the main villain in Avengers 5 and 6. However, they're looking for another top villain in the multiverse saga.
Okay. All right.
So they haven't completely gotten rid of Kang the Conqueror. How do you think they're going to handle
that? Just Jonathan Majors?
Yeah. How do you think they're going to handle that? You think they're going to recast him?
I think they're going to grab Coleman. What's his face? Homie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Diego or whatever his name is.
I don't know. I remember what his name is. It just had Coleman in it, I feel like.
Diego Coleman.
Let's see. That doesn't sound right. No.
No, yeah. Fuck. Oh, Domingo.
Coleman Domingo. Domingo. There we go. Domingo. Yes.
I was close.
Yeah, no, you were. You were closer than I thought. I didn't even think it started with a D, so you were closer than me, son. You at least had a D name.
Yeah. Yeah, Coleman Domingo.
Coleman Domingo.
They might, yeah, they like might go with him. But my question is, do you think that they're going to go with him as like all the Kangs? Or do you think they're just going to be switching it up?
Yeah, see, I don't think they're going to try and just like pull a switcheroo where they're like, they're not going to talk about why he looks different or anything like that. I feel like they're going to try and explain it away in some way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like they're gonna grab him. They're gonna try and make us believe this is why Kang looks a little different. It's not gonna be like a fucking Aunt Viv. Let's just fucking pull a switcheroo on him and see if they notice or not.
I don't think they even have to like make any kind of fucking announcement on it. They don't have to explain that. I think it'll be dope if they kind of play into it a little bit. Like, they don't know he's a Kang variant. They don't really know. Then he exposes himself as being one.
Yeah.
But they probably won't even do all that. It's probably because if it's going to be Kang the Conqueror, it's going to be the version from Ant-Man and Quantumania. It's going to be that version. And he's going to be more powerful because he's outside of the quantum realm. Because that's where they were alluding that going to, you know, like everybody was saying that was one of the reasons why people didn't like him as a villain in Ant-Man is just he wasn't scary enough. Like he got defeated by Ant-Man.
Yeah. All the ants fucking carried him away or some bullshit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, he was in the quantum realm. He was very limited. It wasn't until they got, you know, they gave him his power core from his ship that he had a tiny amount of his powers back. And he was able to build that, you know, that Metropolis-like city within the quantum realm off of the little bit that he had. So, and then if he gets released, then he's going to be all powerful and blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking they're still going to stick to that. They're still going to stick to the fact that it's him. It's not a variant. And yeah, they're going to make the announcement. The audience is already going to know because nowadays everybody knows every fucking thing.
So they won't need to explain it away.
There's
They'll just assume that the audience knows. Yeah, this is Kang. Wink, wink.
Yeah, This is, yeah. By the time he appears on screen and he is Kang, everybody that's in the theater will know. At least anybody who's really like following the shit. You know what I mean?
And you think that Marvel wouldn't want to explain it away for those casual viewers that don't follow that shit? So you think they're just going to switcheroo? Like, hey, this is Kang. Wink. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel the opposite. I feel like they're going to try and do something just because that feels Marvel-ish.
Did we get an explanation on Rhodey?
No, we didn't. But Rhodey was not fucking mapped out for 8 movies, bro.
That's true.
We'll see. We got time. When's the next anything to do with Kang coming out? Like at least a year, right?
I don't know what's next with Kang.
That's what I'm saying. Like I feel like there might have been something, and then they're like, nah, we're going to fucking pull this.
The only thing that was guaranteed to have Kang in it was
Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Damn, my man Cole Domingo. I forgot he plays Joe Jackson in that Michael Jackson
biopic. Damn, that's right.
He looks just like him, and he's
he really does. I'm gonna see just Joe Jackson now if he becomes fucking Kang.
And he's playing Nat King Cole in a biopic too.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Damn, man can act. We'll give him that.
Oh, well, the Nat King Cole biopic is starring him, written by him, and directed by him, so.
Ooh, is it, like, filmed on a camcorder? Like, is this a real movie, or is this just him losing his shit, thinking he's Nat King Cole? I don't know. I don't like the sounds of that.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Let's see. Oh, he plays the Riddler, too, in a podcast series.
Ooh.
Interesting. The Riddler, Secrets in the Dark. That makes me wonder, like, what's up? What happened with there was a Batman podcast series that I was into.
Wasn't there a Wolverine one too?
Yeah, there was a Wolverine one too.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't think I got into them, but I remember us talking about it.
Yeah, there was a Wolverine one. The Wolverine one was dope. The Batman one I got into. I really enjoyed it. What's his name? Winston Duke played. Yeah, he played the voice of.
Is this like an all black Batman cast? Like everyone's
black. I
want to
say so. Yeah. Okay. I want to say so. Because the voices were very familiar. And they were black actors. I always forget that dude. That dude's name. Ah, fuck. Popular black actor. I'm trying to think. Something
else. Denzel.
No.
Mahershala Ali.
No, an older one.
Wesley Snipes.
He's in like everything. He's not an A-list actor by any means.
Oh, the character actor? The
Keith
bald
David.
Dude?
No,
oh,
Keith David.
Keith David, okay.
Yeah. I want to say he played Bruce Wayne. Or not Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne, okay.
I want to say
Keith
that.
Of course Keith David would.
I love that you know who he is.
Yeah. How'd you get the beans above the Frank? We talked about Keith
David.
Above
the Frank.
We love Keith David. We're Keith David Pod.
We are Keith David Pod. I don't know, man. I'm still looking forward to all the Marvel shit, man. I think it's going to get better. I don't
give a fuck who they play. Okay, just pick a fucking Kang, bro. Give me my Marvel shit. I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Just do something.
Yeah. Speaking of that, they came out and reportedly said, this is fucking negative in my opinion, but they came out and said that Shang-Chi 2 will reportedly bring Iron Fist to the MCU. And I'm hoping that it's not the same Iron Fist from the Netflix show.
Nah, dude, give us a fucking Coleman Domingo Iron Fist. I don't give a fuck. Just don't bring that asshole back to this shit,
bro. Just don't bring that fucking dickhead back. He was the worst. Ugh.
I couldn't even watch that. So, like, I really don't even know the extent of how shitty that was. But just from seeing the little tidbits that I saw, fuck all that, bro.
Yeah, Honest Trailers is for Iron Fist is the best.
Oh, I gotta watch that because I love honest trailers, even for honest movies trailers, that I love, but for shit that I hate, even better.
It was fucking they ripped it a new fucking asshole because he wouldn't do any of his own fight scenes.
Mm. Yeah, fuck that, dude.
So it was a lot of in the shadows, like it would be like someone in like in a silhouette, just like beating dudes up, or it's like his back, or it's just not him.
Yeah.
And it was very obvious. It was pretty bad.
Terrible. And no, don't bring that dude back.
And it was because the scenes where you did see him doing like some sort of fight moves, it was
awkward.
Not believable at all.
Yeah. Okay. It was terrible. I'm so glad I didn't watch that shit.
Watch Honest Trailers. It was great. That's the only thing that worried me when they made the Netflix shows canon. It's like they're bringing back this fucking dickhead. Like,
fuck this asshole. God damn.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't want that. Mm-mm. We're good on that. But Shang-Chi 2 is fire. So, and they already came out and said that when Ghost Rider appears, it won't be the same Ghost Rider from the show.
Won't be the Nick. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, because Ghost Rider came out on one of the shows. I forgot which one.
Did he?
I want to say so.
Really?
Am I wrong on that?
I just remember the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider movies. I didn't watch Iron Fist. I didn't watch Luke Cage. And I didn't watch Jessica Jones. So if he showed up in one of those, I'm not aware. But I feel like I would have heard about that. That would have been huge.
Let me see. Ghost Rider definitely came out on one of those shows, but I can't remember if it was a Netflix show or if it was some other one-off fucking Marvel bullshit.
I mean, I watched pretty much everything but those three shows as far as Marvel goes, so unless it was like a random what if.
No, actually, never mind. I think it was probably he showed up in what the fuck? In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
I'm trying to think. Makes a non-speaking. That's what I'm trying to look up, cuz I remember there was a ghost there's a version of Ghost Rider that came out on a TV show.
Are you sure?
It was like some Mexican dude on a motorcycle, but it wasn't Johnny Blaze. It was a different version of Ghost Rider.
Okay. Well, I was not aware of that, so I will be of no help.
Fuck, man. I'm trying to remember where it was, but obviously that dude's not showing up in the MCU.
Yeah.
So that's a change. So hopefully that's also for Danny Rand. I hope they just completely say no to that. The other dude, I like the dude who played Luke Cage. I think he can.
Yeah, no, he seemed like a good dude. I like the actor.
Yeah, he was perfect. He was perfect
for
that
role. Didn't get into the
show. He was perfect for that role. But they're going to have to do it now that they've come around and said that. Yeah,
now that it's canon, bro. Got to put in that work.
Yeah. Let me see. What else do I have here? Oh, a little bit of an update. So confirmed by James Gunn that Peacemaker season 1 is not canon anymore. Season 2 will be, and it will take place after the events of Superman Legacy.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck even happened in that first season that was so crazy that
I think it was...
it can't be canonized.
I think it's because they mentioned shit that happened in the DCEU. And then the appearances of DCEU...
At the end.
Justice
there,
League at the end.
Episode, right?
Yep. That is the reason why they don't want to make it canon, because they don't want it to live on. Season 2 will be canon to the DCU. Moving forward. I know.
Not the hugest fan of that news.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
It's confusing is what it
seems
is.
Seems like a bitch ass cop out and I don't like it. One iota.
Yep. So it was because someone came out and asked him, is Peacemaker still connected to the DCEU? And his response is season two is full DCU, not DCEU. Season one isn't canon. Many strands will remain consistent. And Peacemaker season two will take place after the events in Superman. So I'm thinking they're taking bits and pieces that they will probably pretty much what they did with Suicide Squad, where we have some of the same characters and whatnot that moved forward and they chose to acknowledge certain things, but that's it.
I would rather have them go and edit season one to make it canon than to just say season one isn't canon and season two is. To split a show where there's partial canon in a season seems fucking stupid to me, and I don't like it at all, and I know my opinion does not matter, but that is upsetting, and I could imagine that there are other folks who feel very similar.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm split on it.
How do you feel about the edit? Would you like an edit? Just take all that fucking DCEU. Whatever DCEU shit is in there, is it going to be missed anyway if it was fucking DCEU? That shit blew.
No, I don't think that it's going to be missed. I think he does not want to go back and redo that.
I'll do it. Pay me to go through fucking season one of Peacemaker, take out all the bullshit. Got you, bro. I won't even charge him. I'll do that shit for free, son. Just to say that I helped edit the fucking bullshit out of Peacemaker. That's crazy.
Would you want to sit through that again?
I would.
Yeah?
I would. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Let's do it.
I think it was good enough season one. And it's so far. Because when did that air? It was so long ago.
And not even when did it air. You know that it was written well before even when it aired. So it was 100% supposed to be in the DCEU. So I understand why they're doing it. I don't like it. I feel like there's another way that it could be attacked other than, you know, don't count that as canon. That's not canon. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
The canon starts now. Like, they could hire an HBO fucking intern to go through there and say, hey, take out all the references to the DCEU. Done. Re-upload that shit to Max. Done. It's all canon now. Fuck.
I think, but if he goes back and does that, he'll have to change certain events in Suicide Squad 2. I think really how it makes sense is Suicide Squad season one is just a continuation of Suicide Squad, right? And then when we watch season two, from then on, it's going to be merged with the stories that intertwine in the DCU. So if you really think about it that way, like, it's like, and it's exactly what happened, right? Like, that's the split right there between season one and two. There was that big change. So it just looked like this had to do with that. And now moving forward, this has to do with the rest of it.
Word.
So I don't know. I'm choosing.
I'm not thrilled about it.
Yeah. No. I feel you. I'm just trying to make it make sense for me so that I can. And I'll still enjoy it. It's funny. This shit was
for
good.
Sure. No. I mean, I'm still gonna enjoy it. Shit. I need to go back and rewatch season one of Peacemaker because that shit was good as hell. I was just talking about that with somebody. Right. That was dope as fuck. That's why I'm saying it's a shame that can't be canon now. That glorious season of amazing shit is just. It was just for fun.
It wasn't for fun. It was for a previous. It's for a previous story.
It's a good but now way to we're, look we're at moving it. Along. I like your story. Attitude. It's a positive moving attitude. Along with a new story. I'm more of a fucking pessimist.
Yeah, it's 3 years later, 4 years later, because it aired in 2022. By the time we're getting Superman Legacy in 2025, and so he's not doing anything with Peacemaker until after Superman. So we're not getting it until maybe late 2025 if we're lucky, but realistically 2026 at some point. So that's a full 4 years.
Turn Peacemaker into a little movie. Make it not canon, season one, and then just start Peacemaker with the next season.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm getting crazy now. I know.
James Gunn, listener of the show, make that happen for him.
Make that, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I beg you.
He loves us, so he'll do it. Let's see. Yeah, last thing I have here is they're considering, speaking of DC movies, they're considering making a live action Teen Titans movie. Oh no, I'm sorry. They're not considering it. It's officially in development at DC Studios.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch Teen Titans though, so I don't really fuck with it. Like you fuck with it.
Teen Titans. I think the characters are dope. I think it's because it's Nighthawk, Cyborg, and a few other folks. But just having Nighthawk in live action when it's not that bullshit show that they had, that's gonna be dope. I think it's a good idea because these are likable characters. These are familiar characters for a lot of people, and it's not the same old bullshit. I think that's even though. I think I was talking to somebody about it, or maybe it was just talking shit online. But I think I don't 100% agree, and I think I said it when they announced it. I didn't 100% agree that he should have led with Superman, and I don't 100% agree with him doing a Batman movie when we already have a Batman movie. I understand it's Elseworlds and all of that, and he's developing the DCU. And again, in Gunn we trust. So I believe that whatever he's planning is going to be good, and a good start. And maybe these have to be the base for the universe to be built around. Right. But he has a lot of obscure characters that he announced that he is going to be doing it. And this falls in line with that. Like they're not obscure characters, but they haven't been done. Right. In a movie sense.
Right.
So, and if done right, then this could be the new Justice League, right? This is the Justice League replacement, what Justice League could have been, you know,
and
we get to see live action Raven and, you know, I think it's Beast Boy or whatever.
The question is James Gunn going to do with DC what he did with Marvel, right? Like that's what we're hoping for. Like that's what I want to see. Like I want him to build that world so that we care about it. Cause DC has always just been like a afterthought, right? Like we're Marvel guys. This is a Marvel pod. I want him to like sway me over to DC. We're like, I'm a DC dude now. Like, yeah, Marvel's tight. I fuck with, you know, all their sagas and whatnot, but like DC's that shit. Like I want to see him come up like that where it's like, yo, he took this shit over and he fucking killed it.
Yeah. And that's what we're hoping for.
Right. That is. And that's high hopes, right? Like that's, yeah. I'm setting myself up for disappointment with something
I don't
like
think-
that.
I don't think so. He is a big comic book fan, and I think we're getting, again, what I see in him is the opportunity to be Kevin Feige, where, you know, he's a huge comic book fan, knows, I think we're at an advantage, I think with James Gunn. Because he knows how to develop characters and he knows what could work in film, what doesn't work in film. And he has the connections with great directors to, you know, and the ability to hire great directors and kind of lead them in the right path as to, you know, how to make these, these characters interject and interchange and all that stuff. So I am very hopeful that even if he's not attached to directing, and writing these things,
yep,
that he is, he's definitely going to be attached to you know, the character developments and what it's expected when bringing these characters to the live, you know, to live action,
yeah,
and to the big screen. And he's going to have his hand in that. And just even just that, I think is going to be it has me optimistic about the whole thing.
Yeah. That little bit of James Gunn, you know, in the DCU, even, and, you know, worst case scenario, he's like an overseer. Yeah. Best case scenario, you know, he's in those writing rooms. He's bouncing scripts back and forth, like, you know, really in it, making sure that that's the vision and that's what they need. And, you know, he did all that Marvel stuff as sort of, you know, like a first run. So, like, he's had his Marvel practice, and we know what he can do with comic books and with these characters. And he's, you know, he's done his thing. And that was almost, if you think of that like a practice, like him sort of getting into his groove and then going over to DC, like, the stars are aligning, I feel like. He has that opportunity to do something, like, insane. If he fucking got the DCU back on track after what it's been through and what we've witnessed over the past, what, 15 years? That would be insane, bro. Like, he would be up there with, like, the Scorsese's and shit. Like, that's madness. And, like, that's what I want. That's what I'm hoping for. But, you know, I got to temper those expectations.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't go out on a limb and call him, like, put him up there with Scorsese.
Crowning him as Scorsese. But I'm saying, he has the potential is there. Yes, it's sort of in a different way. But, like, the notoriety and, you know, the respect that he would get all around.
Yeah. Yeah, if he does it successfully. But the problem is like, he's going to have – he has very big shoes to fill. And DC has the opportunity to take over that Marvel reign, because Marvel has been, you know, significantly dropping. And I think they can pick up their – they can pick their shit up.
Absolutely. But they got to pick it up.
But they got to pick it up. Now, the one thing that I was always hoping for that I don't think will happen with James Gunn, I mean, it can, because he's shown in the past that that he was able to do it. But I always felt like DC should really lean into the darkness, right? Into the darker side of DC and make these movies, like, really gritty. And
I feel like that we thought that was their strong point when they were trying to copy Marvel. We're like, don't copy Marvel. You know, they were James Gunnless. They were, you know, a captainless ship, basically grasping for whatever they could get their hands on. And we thought, hey, this over here isn't working for you. The dark has. But now that they have James Gunn, I don't necessarily think that they need to lean into that dark R-rated, because we know that James Gunn can do lighthearted PG-13. Everyone has a good time. So I don't think they need to lean into that as hard as they used to.
He's not going to be directing and writing.
He's not. But he's still going to be the Feige, right? She still should have, hopefully, like, final say. He's overseeing. He's seeing storyboards, that sort of thing. Like,
not all of it has to be dark, but I think that he has to realize, like, it has to be a mixture of the two.
For sure. Yes.
You know?
Definitely. And I think he has. The dark works. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he has realized that, and he's not setting the precedent that he's going to be, you know, these movies are going to be super clean. I think it's going to have the tone of the, you know, the comic book themselves.
I just don't think they need to lean into that as hard as they used to have to when the other movies weren't hitting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's not their only out. That was all we felt like they had, was the fucking R-rated dark shit. But now they might have a shot, you know, at a normal franchise that little kids can go see, and they can make their billions and billions of dollars, hopefully.
Nice. That's all I have, man. It's going to be a very, very short episode. Do you have anything you were fucking with?
What am I fucking with? I know, like I said, I'm still trudging through The Sopranos. We're on season 5. Shogun.
Yep.
Aaron probably as this as we're recording this episode, caught up with that. That's been fucking. What else? I need to check out the behind the curtain there. That whatever that Nickelodeon joint we were talking about was. Halo still bringing it. Yeah. You know, defying all odds and bringing that heat. Fucking Pablo Schreiber. Doing his thing. I don't know. Are you caught up on?
I am. Yes.
Halo. Yeah, right on. Right on. Yep. And you agreed that it's still
fucking.
Still fucking.
Real hard. That's,
yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah. You fucking with anything different?
No, nothing. Nothing. Same shit. Quiet on the set. Consolation. I'm all caught up. Shogun. I'm all caught up.
I need to check out The Gentleman on Netflix. Yeah, The Gentleman. And Johnny, I know been fucking
with
that.
Two episodes in on The Gentleman. That was good too. I had no idea what the premise was, and it's interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea what the premise is. I think I don't know. I think that's part of the reason I didn't just jump right into it.
Yeah, premise is he is someone that's part of the, you know, British whatever, their army or whatever.
Yeah,
gets called home because his dad dies. And he fucking, you know, dad dies, leaves all his money and shit to him when it wasn't expected. It was supposed to go to his older brother. And as he's trying to make sense of everything, he finds out that his dad had like some negotiations with some underground fucking weed ring.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
And it's just like, and his brother's a fuck up and he's just trying to. He comes home and it's just like putting out fires and trying to figure shit out as he goes along. So
okay,
this is
all Guy Ritchie, right? The movie was Guy Ritchie, but it's all cool.
Yeah, nope.
So you know it's
Guy Ritchie. Yep. So it's good.
All right,
it's good so far.
Shit. All right. Yeah. Got to jump on that. Got to get on that. So behind the curtain.
Yeah. My guy, Giancarlo Esposito is in it too.
Damn, son. All right. So you know it's fucking. He don't play.
He don't fuck around.
All right.
Yeah. Gentlemen. That's all I got. All right. So where the fuck is it? Here we go. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a short one, but we appreciate you fucking with us. And if you made it this far, that means you really fuck with us, or we fuck with you. Remember to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you are listening. Remember to give us that thumbs up, right? Give us and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already here on YouTube. Also, if you want some merch, go to insensitivemerch.com. Cop yourself some gear. Stay dripped out. Not with that Modelo shirt that Dave is pointing out. We don't have that, but you know, we can come out with something similar.
We can rip off Modelo shirt.
For sure. No, guys, but definitely we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week. Peace.